Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love, and this week I have an email from a guy who said he's receiving confusing signals from a quote-unquote lady friend. Now, he's 23 and she's 22, but he's making mistakes that guys of all ages make. So, listen up, guys. Okay, he says, I've been hanging out with a lady friend of mine for about 4 months. We don't have sex, which we agreed to, but from the moment I went over to her house, she's always been comfortable undressing in front of me as well as going to sleep with nothing but bra and panties on when I sleep over. So my first question is, why are you sleeping over? Do you always sleep with your quote-unquote lady friends? That's not something that an alpha male would do. And I think a lot of the problems as I go through this email are because you're acting as a beta male. An alpha male is going to say, hey, if I sleep over, there's going to be some type of intimacy, some type of sex, even if it's not intercourse. He wouldn't just, okay, I'll just sleep over and we'll just cuddle. He wouldn't agree to that. And so women aren't attracted to beta males, and that's where your first mistake is. Okay, moving on. One night she even allowed me to sit in the bathroom and talk to her as she was taking a bath, looking directly at her with no bubbles in the water. In addition to not having sex, she talks to me in a very seductive tone, trying to turn me on. So it sounds like she wants to play both sides of the field. She doesn't want to say that she's in a relationship, but she's acting like she's in a relationship. So you can't say you're not going to have sex with someone and then sleep in bra and panties and talk sexually. It sounds like she wants to have her cake and eat it too. Moving on, it says, she gets frustrated if I go more than 2 days without calling her or texting her, saying that I don't care about her. Isn't that something a girlfriend would say? Oh, well, you haven't called me, you haven't texted me, you don't care about me. So I think she's confused as to what she wants. But moving on, last night she asked how I describe her to people. I told her that I say that she's a special lady friend to me, nothing more, nothing less. She seemed unbothered at the time, but later that night told me that I don't care about her feelings. With that response, I asked her how she wanted me to answer the question, and she said nothing. Or she said nothing. She didn't say nothing. So it sounds to me like you guys need to have a conversation because you agreed to just be casual, and yet she's getting upset when you don't do things that would be expected of a boyfriend, like calling her and texting her, etc. And then he finished with saying, as time goes on, I would eventually like to date her. When we started out, we agreed that we would casually date. We both agreed to no relationship right now. I believe in the future she may want something more as well. Well, you don't know what she's going to want in the future. And the thing is, if you don't fix this right now, she's not going to want anything. I'd like to know why you agreed to just casually date. I'm sure you have a good reason. I hope you have a good reason. But the fact is, there's no boundaries here. You haven't spelled out the conditions or the terms because she's just all over the place, crossing boundaries. You know, if a guy is a friend, you don't behave the way she's behaving. And you don't get upset with him if he doesn't call you or if he doesn't text you. And so you said you agreed to no relationship, but this is a relationship. It's just not a committed relationship because if it's not a relationship, then she has no right to get angry. And you say you'd eventually like to date her, but unless you take control now and get the situation under control, it's not going to happen because she's going to just keep seeing you as a beta male and as a friend and say, no, I'm not interested. I thought I'd be interested in dating you later on, but I'm not. She may not say that, but that's what's going to happen. That's how she's going to feel. So you need to sit down and have a conversation and go, okay, so what's going on here? Because on the one hand, you say you just want to be friends, and then on the other hand, you behave like this, and then just go down the list and see what she says. And you need to stop sleeping over. I know you probably don't want to, but if you're a friend, if it's just casual, you cannot be sleeping over there. You're not her little teddy bear to just sleep with whenever she gets lonely. You need to be a man, and that means if you sleep over, there's something going on, you're dating, but if you're just friends, then you're not sleeping over. So take control, be the man, and have a conversation and find out what's going on. And hopefully it'll all work out. If not, you can always contact me for private coaching at my website, theartoflove.net. And until next time, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.